Welcome back to the final segment of the Fantasy Cast for Monday, August 20th. Thank you for tuning in, and it's now time to take a look. Hey, we've got drafts coming up here. Next 2 weeks, next 3 weeks. Outstanding. I mean, this is crunch time for us from a number perspective and from a statistical perspective. And to achieve fantasy victory, many times the guys you draft in rounds 5, 6, 7, and 8 are going to determine whether or not you're at the top or at the bottom of your league. And so you know what you're going to get in the first four rounds. You know, for the most part, if you're smart with your draft and you've done the right things up top and you've done your homework, you've got a pretty good foundation. So let's look in later rounds when we break down wide receivers. It's important to take a look at, A, the offense that they're playing for, and B, the name of the player and what they've done in the past. Here's another thing you should really think about, and there's statistical data out there. You can find websites or whatever that break down, but targeting and how often a wide receiver is targeted, to me, is a huge piece of the puzzle. How big of a part of the offense are they? And then you have to take a look at that, and you have to mix into the whole soupy batter mess. What was their completion percentage? So they were targeted. How many receptions do they have? And then how many of those receptions went for scores? And so it's interesting because if you break down Charch's rankings, you've got your top 30, but I want to step out of that top 30 and look at 31 through 64. Of those guys, he's got ranked, 9 of them were targeted over 100 times last year. That's a big number for the bottom end of the draft. Vincent Jackson, Greg Little, Michael Crabtree, Anquan Boldin, Jerome Simpson, Mike Williams, Darius Hayward-Bay, all guys, including Nate Washington and Nate Burleson, all guys that are outside of that top 30 that were targeted over 100 times last year. Now, you've had some movement there because Vincent Jackson went to Tampa Bay, so you're going to have he and Mike Williams are going to fight for those footballs, those are the things you have to look at. But number of targets are a huge part of do they see the field, do they see the ball, and what do they do with it. Brandon Marshall, look, last year was targeted 142 times in Miami. And that's in Miami. He cashed in 82 catches, 1,200-plus yards, and 6 touchdowns. What do you think he's going to do when he's reunited and it feels so good with Jay Cutler? That's why now you're kind of getting a grasp on why I'm so up on Brandon Marshall this particular season. If you look the other way, Brandon Lloyd, 70 catches between the Broncos and the Rams last year while being targeted 150 times. With the Patriots, you got to expect those targets are going to go way down. I mean, look at the guys he's competing with. He's competing with, you know, Gronk and Hernandez and Wes Welker, the king of PPR when it comes to fantasy football. So keep your eyeball on some of those later names. A great article at fantasyvictory.com. I implore you to click on it. Take a look. We've got it all spreadsheeted out as far as the number of targets at all. That's going to do it. We'll talk to you tomorrow right here, fantasyvictory.com.